How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
We do a little segment. Well, we used to do a segment on the weekends. We're not a weekend show anymore. Oh, my God. What am I going to do with my Saturdays? Sleep! Called the Midday Meltdown. And it was inspired by my original show on this station was called the Midnight Meltdown. And I named it the Midnight Meltdown because I was really kind of a one-trick pony. All I knew was ranting. That's all I knew. I didn't really know anything else with radio that I could do entertaining. And it wasn't until I learned that people just want to hear you talk. They want your opinion. They want you to have conversations with interesting people. There's a lot to do with radio from a structural standpoint that I had to learn over the years. But at first, all I did was sit in this room with just myself and a phone screener and rant for three straight hours. So I called it a Midnight Meltdown. And then after about 4 months, I was like, put your name on the show, dum-dum. Like, people don't know where you're at, so just put your name on the show. Then it became the Johnny B Show. But we still like the meltdown once in a while. When something has me upset, why not vent to you guys? Because people really care about my opinion, apparently, on stuff. So today, we'll give you a meltdown about something that happened right here locally. It really pissed me off today.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B Meltdown.
Now, this may surprise you when you find out which side of the law I am on here. This happened in Newport Richey. There was a raid on a massage parlor. And there was arrest made for prostitution. Crazy. An Oriental massage parlor. And I'm not saying that in a racist way. It's called the Oriental Massage Parlor on the outside of the window. Well, it's actually called the Miyako Spa.
They didn't want there to be any confusion.
But it says Oriental Massage on the outside of the window. I'm looking at the picture. It's over on US 19, Newport Richey. It was raided over the weekend. And there was two people arrested, charged with prostitution. One of them 51 years old. Very, very cute, cute Asian lady. Here's my thing. Leave these hookers alone.
Seriously.
It really pisses me off. We have so many problems in our society. They have their craft In a secure location, in a strip mall. There's nobody standing on the corner. There's no danger to any regular civilians. The guys that want to go in and have a massage with the end of it being a happy time, it's not hurting anybody. Nobody's being hurt here. Now, I can see if there's kids working there and they're some part of some, human trafficking.
It's usually frowned upon.
But I don't think that's what's going on there. And this is what really pisses me off, is that a busybody turned him in. I'm reading the article, and I know most people read it, and they were like, wow, she did the right thing. What a great lady. I read this, and I went, you mind your goddamn business. I don't want to say her name, put her on blast.
You want me to say it?
No.
Okay.
It rhymes with Smarianne Smrewer.
Oh.
But okay. She apparently works next door to the Miyako Massage Parlor. And she, she said in an interview that she would notice men going into the building, spending a few hours in there, which that's a lie. It takes about 45 minutes, I've heard. And then she said they would come out with big smiles on their faces.
Maybe they got a nice massage. Maybe they're less stressed.
They got a massage somewhere.
God forbid somebody walks into an establishment and leaves happy. That's called customer service, lady. That's how it's supposed to be done. Was she hurt in the process? Did it cost her a haircut or a nail job or whatever she does at her salon? I think not. But she said, I just think it's crazy. And then she said she saw through the window that most of the girls working there were wearing 90s. Why are you staring in the window at another establishment? Mind your goddamn business.
Why is that against the rules?
To wear 90s?
Yeah.
You should be able to wear whatever you want. You're a massage therapist. It's all about comfort. But this article pissed me off. Look, it's 2017. Prostitution should be legal.
I think so. Regulate it.
It absolutely.
Pay them taxes, bitches.
It's stupid. Why not? Where is the victim? Now, the
insurance companies.
The argument is, and I'll go back to it, human trafficking. You don't want people being like stolen and sold like property. But guess what eliminates that? I don't know. Regulating it? I don't think there's a lot of human trafficking going on in Nevada where you can go and have girls that are tested once a month to make sure they don't have the diseases and all that stuff going on. They have a card. You know what I mean? They have to get a blood test done and all that stuff. And you're like, oh, sorry, you got AIDS. You're unemployed now. Oh, darn, not AIDS. But these girls, they're just doing a job. It's the oldest profession in the known to man. I just don't understand.
I think it's God's work. It was in the Bible.
It was. I don't know.
That's why they said it's the oldest profession.
I didn't read it. It just seemed like a boring read.
I skimmed over it.
I'm not all about fiction. But when I read this, I thought they were just going along doing their job, doing what they're supposed to do. And then this lady had to, you know, blow up their scene and ruin their life. Why? Not only that, but their customers. Now they got to go somewhere else. And guess what? They're going to go somewhere else. They're going to go somewhere else. You're not going to beat prostitution by yourself, Marianne. It's just not going to happen. Mind your damn business. God, this pisses me off. I understand if you live in a residential area near a busy street, Kennedy Boulevard, and somebody, you know, you got like bad element hanging out in front of your house, I get it.
Right.
But if it's in a secure location, and look, everybody knows that a massage parlor with that theme is usually doing that. We all know that. It's common knowledge.
Well,
it's,
what theme is that?
You know, like a
lotus flowery theme.
Yeah. It's common knowledge that most of the time that
geisha themed.
Okay, they get it.
Okay.
They get it, Anna.
All right,
easy. The beeholes aren't stupid. Okay? They understand.
Bee nuts?
No, the beeholes.
I'm calling them that.
They're beeholes, you jerk. That's where they are now. They're not dumb. Everybody knows what's going on there. But we also know that nobody's being hurt in this process. I've never heard a horror story.
A horror story. Got it. Okay.
A whore.
My point is, mind your damn business. Mind your business. What if they were smoking weed over there? This lady would have probably called. They're smoking marijuana, which is not hurting anybody either. And guess what? It's going to be legal. It's going to be legal too. Then what are you going to do, Shmarianne? Then what are you going to do? Get all mad. What happens if they legalize prostitution and the hooers are smoking pot?
When do you think was the last time that Marianne had sex?
I don't know, but I'd love to see a picture of her.
I bet it was with a hooah.
Will you stop?
Sorry.
It was not.
Your illegitimate son, Jeremy Demirs, says, leave the hookers alone.
Yes. Hey, teachers, leave those whores alone. It doesn't make sense to me.
Whore lives matter.
Oh, all right, stop. We've said whore too much.
Whore lives matter.
It's our first night on a Monday, and we've said whore 19 times.
I want a flag and a parade.
Please stop saying whore.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.